from the WUVT-FM Blacksburg studios. This is the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
Leadership battle in Virginia Senate, France retaliates against ISIS with airstrikes, and Russia confirms plane was downed by bomb. All that plus sports and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Laurel Ramoser. Republicans in the Virginia Senate are currently fighting for the position of majority leader. Senator Thomas A. Garrett, Jr. from Buckingham and Senate Majority Leader Thomas K. Norman, Jr. from James City are in the running. Both have been reportedly sending heated emails to the entire Republican Senate regarding one another. Garrett is accusing Norman of attempting to monopolize power during a scandal, and Norman is still saying that he has the caucus's support. Virginia Republican Senate plans on electing the majority leader this Thursday. After the horrendous terrorist attacks in Paris last Friday, France has retaliated by sending fighter jets to bomb ISIS sites in Syria on Sunday. ISIS has claimed the Syrian city of Raqqa as its capital. Military analysts believe that the strikes are more of a political message than a tactical one. Retired Major General James Spider Marks, a CNN military analyst, states, quote, "The types of targets they strike right now are really symbolic. From the French perspective, something has to be done." End quote. The impact of these attacks are uncertain, as ISIS militants were seemingly unexpected retaliation from the attacks on Paris. Russia has confirmed that the plane crashed in Egypt more than 2 weeks ago was brought down by a bomb. The now-confirmed terrorist attack has killed all 224 people on board. Russia has joined France in bombing the Islamic State targets in Syria. Now over to Brady with your Hokie Sports news.
Thanks, Laurel. Now time for your Hokie Sports update. Hokie women's basketball coach Dennis Wolf announced that the Hokies would add two players for the 2016-17 season. Genesis Parker and Kayla Kinder would sign their letter of intent to play for the Hokies yesterday. Parker comes in as a four-star from Stonewall Jackson High School in Bristow, Virginia. Kinder comes in as a three-star from Inwood, New York, and Christ the King Regional School. The Hokies will get back on the court tomorrow at Georgetown. For the second week in a row, a Hokie would be named the ACC Wrestler of the Week. Redshirt freshman Solomon Jiska would be named the ACC Wrestler of the Week after he defeated Penn State's Jimmy Gulliban, the number two wrestler in the country in the 141-pound weight class. Lane Stadium has been sold out for the North Carolina game on Saturday in what will be Frank Beamer's last hurrah in Lane Stadium and the last game in Lane Stadium for 2015. That is your WUVT Sports Update. I am Brady Hess. Now over to Dan with the weather.
Thanks, Brady. Today started off on the chilly side featuring overcast skies. Tonight, you'll see similar conditions with cloudy skies and a slight chance for rain with temperatures at 48 degrees. Tomorrow will feature more of Bleaksburg's best. You'll see cloudy skies, a chance for rain, and an easterly wind blowing at 10 miles per hour. The high for the day will peak at 60 degrees, and don't forget to have the rain gear ready as you head out to class. Wednesday night will be mostly cloudy, with occasional rain and winds blowing up to 15 miles per hour. The low will be mild at 56 degrees. For Thursday, expect a chance for rain during the morning as we begin to dry things out later in the day. The high will be 61 with a west wind blowing at 5 miles per hour. Thursday night will be chilly and clear with a low of 36. This Friday, you'll see clear and sunny skies rule the roost with a high of 51 degrees and a northwesterly breeze. Be sure to dress warmly as you head throughout the day. Friday night will exhibit calm weather with a low dipping down to 31 degrees. This weekend, expect sunny skies for both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Clear conditions will remain both evenings with lows in the lower 30s. For Saturday's game against North Carolina, be sure to dress warm as it will be cold for the morning tailgate and the noon kickoff. That's all from your WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Dan Nelson. Back to you, Laurel.
Thanks, Dan. It's overcast in the New River Valley. It's 58 in Roanoke, 53 in Dublin Pulaski, 54 in Marion, 54 near Bluefield, and it is 55 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Laurel Ramoser.
Hello, hello, and welcome one and welcome all. Here we are. It is a wonderful Tuesday. This is your DJ, Metaphors Funk. And it is time for some soul force. Gonna force it into your day. This show is for you. And, you know, so if you want to participate, feel free. Feel free to call in 540-231-9888. 9888. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's get groovy. First track for you here is Hugh Masekela with Grazing in the Grass. Let's see what he got for us. We'll be right back. WUVT presents Green Eggs and Jam, an improvisational jam session that occurs every other Tuesday at the Shisha Cafe and Hookah Lounge. The next one will be today. All musicians, comedians, poets, and spectators are welcome to attend. For more information, you can search Green Eggs and Jam on the Facebook. You're listening to Dancing in an Easy Groove by a good man, Lonnie Smith. We'll be right back. If you have a business, organization, or company and would like to get your name heard on WUVT, contact the station's sales manager and ask about underwriting. Underwriting at WUVT is a sponsorship system that allows your name to be mentioned at the top and bottom of the hour. For more information, visit wuvt.vt.edu/underwriting. Ooh, all right. Last couple tracks you heard. Last track was Groovin' for Mr. G by Richard Groove Ohms. Before that, we had Ain't It Funky Now by Grant Green. And then we had Dancin' in an Easy Groove by Lonnie Smith. And we started it off the top of the hour with Hugh Masekela, his song Grazing in the Grass. Feel free to call in 540-231-9888. We got a Groovin' for Mr. G coming up by Richard Groove Ohms. Oh wait, I already said that, but it's coming up. Here we go. Thank you.
a gypsy man. Thank you.
Enjoy an intimate concert experience every second Friday of the month at Unity of Roanoke Valley. The evening includes 2 hours of music from accomplished musicians, meeting the artists, and more. All proceeds benefit Unity of Roanoke Valley. For more information, you can visit facebook.com/mothconcertseries. Check it out. The last track was Spooky by Stanley Turrentine off the compilation Rare and Previously Unissued Slices of Funk from the Vaults of Blue Note 67 to 70. Wow, that's a good one. Thanks for tuning in. Got another hour and 10 minutes, so tune in. Don't touch that dial. Feel free to call in and spread the love. 540-231-9888. Don't call my cell phone though, because I left it somewhere. So I left it in a golf cart, you know. So that kind of thing happens. Maybe something could happen about that. You should just call in. This hour of programming is brought to you by Gillies, located on 153 College Avenue. Gillies Vegetarian and Seafood Restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner Monday through Friday, and brunch Saturday and Sunday. Sister store Bolo's Cafe and Bakery is right around the corner at 206 Draper Road. Gillies can be contacted at 540-961-2703. For more information, you can visit www.gilliesrestaurant.net or visit their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/GilliesBlacksburg. WUVT thanks Gillies for their continued support, as always. Thank you, everyone. You are tuned in to WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. This is Soul Force Radio with your host here, Metaphors Funk. Here we are. Pretty nice day. Sure, the moon is beautiful, so, you know, check that out if you feel the need to. And if you'd like, call in 540-231-9888.